Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello and welcome to Scapy Stories from A Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan D. White, and I am pleased to tell you that this is the first of a six-part series. Yes, Scapy is going to be telling the Herbert West Reanimator tale, which was a serialized story by H.P. Lovecraft, and we've broken it back into its six pieces, and over the course of three episodes in a row, and then three episodes interspersed, Scape is going to tell this tale to our good friend, Mr. Frank Allen.
Hello, thank you for letting me be here.
It is my pleasure, Frank Allen, to have you on the show.
Good. It's my pleasure to be here too, I guess. But thank you for having me. I mean, because, you know, three in a row, which means I don't even get to do an interview.
Well, that's okay, because you get to be on my show and listen to my harrowing tale of Herbert West.
That I do.
Now, Frank, Reanimator, the film that is based on this story, is one of my favorite movies of all time, I would say. Have you ever seen it?
No, I haven't. Nor have I read the story, obviously.
Right, right. Now, Scape technically has seen Reanimator, but he doesn't really remember it very well because he wasn't really paying attention.
No, I think I fell asleep.
Well, not because it's boring, though, just because you're a cat.
I sleep sometimes.
But it is important to note that he has not read the entire story. All he has read, all I have read him, really, is this first part. So he doesn't know where the story's going. He has no idea what's going to happen in the future. All he knows is what Mr. Lovecraft has told us in this first tale. So why don't we get right to it?
Okay. Herbert West, Reanimator, by H.P. Lovecraft. Part 1. From the dark. Okay, so like once upon a time, I had a friend in college, okay? When I was in college and my friend was also in college, I had a friend. And his name was Herbert West, okay?
Reanimator.
No, that wasn't, but that's not his name, as you will soon learn. Well, I mean, no, you read it right now, because I'm telling you, that's not his name. That was what the story is called. But he was my friend in college, okay? But at this point, I could only talk about him in extreme terror, okay? I'm scared.
All right.
It's not because of the way he disappeared, which we'll talk about later, I think. At least not entirely because of that, but really, it's mostly because of the creepy-ass stuff that he did when I knew him. Okay, but it all started to get super creepy when we were in Miskatonic University Medical School, just like my mom is in medical school, okay? And we were in our third year, and at the time, I was just, like, fascinated by the crazy stuff that he would do. I'd be like, whoa, this is so interesting. But now, I'm just like, holy crap, that was scary, because time has changed my perceptions.
That's very savvy of you.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to tell you the story of the first time that something super scary and crazy happened, okay? Here we go. First of all, in medical school, he was very infamous to all of the students and teachers because he was always talking about, oh, I bet you I could bring somebody back to life, because he didn't believe in a soul. He didn't believe in, like supernatural magic that makes people alive. He was just like, oh, everything is just chemical reaction. So all I gotta do is find the right chemical reaction, and guess what? I would reanimate the dead, okay? And everybody was like, okay, whatever, dude. But he didn't believe them. He was like, no, it's gonna work. So he was trying to bring, in his spare time, he would like try to bring animals back to life, like rabbits and birds and dogs and cats and things. And he was basically, everybody got really annoyed because they were like, stop killing your animals, douche. We are using them.
What are they using the animals for?
Well, it's medical school, so they're probably like diagnosing them. I don't know. But to have animals, look, everybody's like, stop killing the animals. And he was like, meh. But that's not important, because what matters is that sometimes he would actually get them to move after they were supposed to be dead. And people were like, well, maybe they weren't dead. And he was like, but they were. Okay, so the problem is that he soon discovered, all right, that the same chemical solution didn't work on different animals. So, like, cat juice doesn't work on dog brains, okay?
Well, I guess that makes sense, sure.
Right. So the problem was, he realized he's going to need to have dead people if he wants to make it work on paper.
Well, that's not going to go over well.
No, it's not. No, because people don't know what to do to be poking the dead things.
Well, no, that's not why. I mean, they do work on dead bodies in med school. I mean, your mom did.
Oh, whatever. But he was trying to bring dead things back to life. Dead people back to life. And the dean was like, no, guess what? No way. You have to go away from medical school now. So like I said, him and me were like good friends. And we would talk a lot, and I would always listen to his theories. I'd be like, oh, it's very interesting. And he would say, like, oh, you know, there's no such thing as soul, and I can overcome death, maybe, I think. And yeah, all he felt was that you just have to have a body that is still complete, all of its organs, and it's in pretty good condition. If it's not deteriorating or decomposing, I guess, then it should be okay. You could be able to bring it back. Although he did realize that, like, maybe the brain cells might be, like, sensitive, and they might be, like, dead for a little while and damage them a little bit. But he was like, it's okay. And at first, he was trying to make a chemical that you would put in the body first, before you died, so that after your natural chemical stuff stopped, it would have fake chemical, so that way you didn't actually have to die, it would just continue, but it didn't work, because it wasn't compatible. That's what he learned. Still, when he was on animals, he learned that.
So we're going back to the animal part now. You're skipping back?
No, I'm just saying that this is something he learned when he was working on animals, so that's why he had to have dead things rather than living things.
Well, is that shocking? He's trying to cure death, and he needs to have things that are dead first. I mean, that makes sense.
No, because I'm saying what he was trying to make it so that when they were alive, they got the shot, and then it was like, okay, now they don't die.
Oh, so like a death vaccine? That's stupid.
Well, it didn't work, so whatever.
Well, okay.
Anyway, look. So soon after he got kicked out of school is when he was like, well, listen, dude, Sleepy, I'm going to still try to bring dead people back to life. I'm just not going to do it for school. So I have to figure out a way to get dead bodies, okay? And that would kind of freak me out, I'll be honest, because we didn't have to get our own dead bodies when we were in med school. We would get them from the morgue, and if we didn't get them from the morgue, we would pay somebody to steal them. It didn't have to get them ourselves. That's gross. But that's what he was saying. He was like, we'd go to the cemetery, but not, maybe we would go to Potter's Field because they don't always embalm everybody there.
That's not legal. You have to embalm dead bodies.
Well, look, this was back a long time ago when I was in college.
How long ago were you in college?
No, I'm not. I wasn't really in college. It's a story, but it took place a long time ago, and they didn't embalm everybody at Potter's Field because they didn't. So just...
You know, that's ridiculous. You have to. I mean, it's a law. It's a stupid law, but it's a law. You have to put the chemicals in the body.
No, that's what he's trying to do. Put the chemicals in the body.
Well, that's what embalming is.
That's not... I don't think it is.
What? Then what do you think embalming is?
It's where you blow it up.
No, that's not embalming.
Well, look, he's trying to put chemicals in the bodies, okay? We can't do it if they blow it up.
That's not what it is.
Doesn't matter what it is. He wants them not embalmed. So anyway, I was like I said, I was helping him out, and I was like, okay, when we get this dead body, we should bring it to the Chapman barn, because it's empty and abandoned, and we could do our experiments there. And so we set it up. We have a little science laboratory in the barn, and we said, if we get caught, we say it's a chemical lab. For some reason. Okay, that's a good idea. And we could bury the bodies in the cellar. Okay, yeah, that's good. So we started reading the newspaper every day for the death page.
The death page. The obituary.
The page where they say are the dead people. And we would be like, this one's no good. He had his heart explode. This one's no good because they had their head chopped off or something.
Well, I don't think they usually put that sort of detail.
The point is we were looking for the right kind of body because we had to find with all the organs. And so we had to be like, hey, which one can we use? And the problem was the school got the pick of all the good bodies. They would go first and be like, can we have it for a minute? medical school, and then we'd be like, oh, stupid medical. So we had to wait till the summer when there was only summer school. But eventually, we heard about a guy who drowned, and we were like, oh, that guy sounds good. And he was buried because he was buried by the town. They didn't have right money, so they just kind of didn't embalm him, and they just kind of buried him at the end.
That's the end of the story?
No, that's the end of that sentence. The point is, that's the body we wanted to get. So we went in the middle of the night, and we started digging up his grave, okay? Which was a little creepy, let me tell you. Even though it was not as creepy as I would feel like the graveyard was later, given what happened later.
Why, what happened later?
Well, I don't know yet, but something which makes graveyards creepier.
Okay, it's not in the story?
Well, it might be in the later part of the story. Look, just, we were in the graveyard, and we were like, guess what? This is spooky. But we dug him up, and we pulled the guy out, and we put it back on the dirt, so it didn't look like we had stoned the dead guy, and we brought him back to our secret lab in the Chapman barn.
Okay.
And so there he was lying there, and it wasn't as creepy in all the right that we set up, and it was a lab, you know, and so we just were like, okay, that's a dead guy, whatever, and he kind of looks like he's sleeping. Okay, sure. It's not a big deal. It wasn't so creepy. And had he seemed like a good choice because he was like, oh, he looks strong and healthy and, you know, good, good, good. This was exactly what West had always wanted. He wanted, like, a good, healthy body, still all his organs, not dead for too long, da-da-da-da-da, fresh, you know, so it's all good. And we knew that he was dead for a little while, so it would be hard to do full. I mean, he probably wouldn't have all his faculties, so to speak, I think, but, you know, we're going to do it anyway, but it was a real scare because we were like, who knows what partial reanimation might be, you know? And the fact is, I still kind of was like, maybe there's a soul, so maybe he would have mysteries of the afterlife, but for the most part, I still didn't really believe that, so I was just kind of like, whatever, this is going to be cool.
This is going to be cool? You're going to bring a dead guy back to life, and that's cool to you?
Well, yeah, because it's like, this is how science is, okay? You just have to do experiments, and you get to discover science.
Well, I don't think that is exactly, I mean, it doesn't sound like quite the right summary of science.
Well, I went to medical school in the story, so I know.
In a story?
Well, yeah, but I'm the one saying it in the story.
But it's not real.
Well, look, that's closer to medical school than you got.
What does that even mean? I've been in a medical school, so that's closer than you've got.
No, because in the story, I was in it as a student.
What is a story?
It doesn't matter. If it's a story, it's me.
No, because you always say it's not you. The guy who's in the story is not a cat.
No, but in the story, I'm not a cat.
So it's not you.
Oh, it says I. Look, I'm saying I was in medical school. We're doing science. And Herbert West was going to stick the chemical in the dead body. So that's what's going on, okay?
Whatever.
That's right, whatever. So he stuck the chemical in the dead body. And we were like, okay, so now he's going to come back to life, right? And we were waiting, and like a lot of time was going by. And we were like, okay, well, I guess he's not coming back to life. And Herbert was like, well, yeah, let me just make a little change in the chemical, and I'll see. I'm going to make up a new chemical because maybe we'll try again. And I was like, okay, well, sure, because tomorrow he's going to be gross, so we have to bury him tonight, so might as well try again. So we ran to the next room, and we start making some chemicals.
Is that the sound of making chemicals?
Yeah, just like mixing and some bubbles and things, and it's making stuff happen. And all of a sudden, I was pouring something in her test tube, and it was like, there was all this yelling from the next room. And he was like, really scary. We were just like, who's somebody's yelling? Oh my God. And it was like the most horrifying screams of the damned in hell. And it was just like, oh my God, that is the frighteningest sound. Like our blood was curdling and our teeth were chattering. It was scary. And we were just like, oh God. So we both jumped out of the window of the bar and just like ran as fast as we could. And we were just like, whoa, 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 whoa. And we ran really far. And we ran all the way back to his house where he lived. And we were just like, what do you think? Oh my God. Oh my God. And we stayed up all night, like, just being like, hubba, dubba, dubba, dubba. And then we didn't even go to school the next day because we were so scared we just slept our day because we stayed up all night.
That's good. I thought he was kicked out of school.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, I didn't go to school, and he didn't either. But that point is that we were freaked out. And so, we slept all day, but then the next night, we couldn't sleep either. Because, here's why, we looked in the newspaper, and we saw two things, okay?
There's probably more than two things in the newspaper.
Yes, but we saw two particular things, okay?
Well,
number one is that the barn burned down. Totally burned down. And we were like, okay, well, that makes sense because we left a lantern burning and maybe it just fell over and everything burned down and da 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 da. Sure. Okay. That would be fine.
You're okay with that?
No, I mean, it's inconvenient, sure. But I mean, it fits in with my worldview, okay?
Well, that's very convenient for you.
Yeah. But then the other thing was, number two, they found something had disturbed a grave in Potter's Field, as though someone had been crawling at the grave with their bare hands. And we were like, guess what? That wasn't us, because we used shovels, number one. And number two, we covered it, we buried it back again, we patted it down. It didn't look any different. So it wasn't us. What could it have been? And so, for like the next 17 years after that, Herbert West was like freaked out. And guess what? Now he's missing. So, the end of part one.
That's the end of part one? He's missing?
Well, yeah, I said he was missing at the beginning. Did you not hear that?
Well, I guess I did. I just wasn't paying that much attention.
Well, then what do I have you here for? The whole job is to pay attention.
No, I mean, I paid attention to the story as a whole. I didn't latch on to that detail.
Well, he's missing, so turns out you should.
Okay, here I am.
Good. So what did you think of part one of the story?
It's fine. He's brought that guy back to life, I guess.
Well, I didn't say that.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's what happened, right? I mean, he gave the guy the chemical, and then he went to the other room, and
yeah, but it could have been, maybe it was, you never know. It was a monkey.
It wasn't a monkey. I'm sure it was the guy.
Yeah, but we didn't see it, so you never, I'm just saying is that we never know.
But then, in the grave.
It doesn't say who did it. You're reading into it.
You're supposed to read into stories. That's how stories work.
No, stories work that they say things.
But some things are written between the lines.
No, that's not possible. There's two rhymes, and if there was something written between them, that would be another rhyme. It's only written between the rhymes if you skip every other rhyme.
It's a metaphor. It means there are things that you take out of the story that aren't literally there, but they imply things, and then you infer those things.
You might be right, okay? You might be right that was, they brought somebody back to life. I'm just saying. The story doesn't say that. This could be like one of those things where it's like, oh, something spooky's going on. No, there's a perfectly rational explanation.
I don't think that's going to be what the story is.
Well, you never know.
Fine. So, Scapey, given that this is part one of six, are you going to do a scary moral for every part? I mean, what are you going to do?
Oh, yes. Well, what I'm going to do is, I was thinking I'd say what I think the scary moral might be overall so far. But at the end, we'll know for reals.
Okay, so what do you think the scary moral so far is?
I think so far the scary moral is be careful because the chemical might take longer than you think.
First of all, that's stupid. That's not the moral. Second of all, that means that you think the guy came back to life too.
Oh, I didn't work. I didn't say he didn't come back to life. I just said the story didn't say that. But yeah, he probably did.
Then why were you giving me a hard time?
Because I just wanted to. Forget it. You gave me a hard time. I was return hard timing.
You're a jerk.
Well, get used to it.
he might be right. Maybe you should get used to it because you'll be back next week for a second part of Herbert West Reanimator, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Well, he makes me mad. Well, he did make you mad, but you're going to be back, right?
Yeah, fine.
Good, good, good. So, Scape?
Yes, that is fine.
No, I mean, do you want to end it?
Right, right. Come back next time for part two of Herbert West, Reanimator. The Prey Demon!